Maseches Chulin has been dedicated in honor of Leslie Westreich, Elazar Meir ben Harav Yehoshua, a great chavrusa and friend. The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Chulin Daf Mem Aleph. We have in the Mishnah, which talks about which korbanos are defined, so kachim the Mishnah at the end of the second parak of Chulin, which korbanos are defined as korbanos of choiv, and which are defined as korbanos of nedav. The shaila is over here, legabe, when a person shechs the shame, where chazal asur up the product of that korban, and the Mishnah brings a machloikis, legabe oshum tolu. Is an oshum tolu, a person ate a sofik piece of chelev, sofik chelev, sofik shuman, if he ate chalila, a piece of chelev, chayve krisus, he has to bring a korban chatos. If he has a sofik, he has to bring an oshum tolu. L'chayv would seem to be a korban choyvu. Says the Gemara that there's a manda omar, a belozo, that holds misnad of odom oshum tolu b'chol yoim. The Gemara says that the Tana Bava Ben Buta held that way. Bava Ben Buta used to bring a korban every single day of the year, every day oshum tolu he would bring because maybe he was choyte. And the only day of the year that he wouldn't bring is because a sofik korban chatos is suspended. There's no reason to bring if it was right after Yom Kippur. Yud Aleph Tishrei, the day after Yom Kippur, he would not bring. I one time saw a letter from the Rogachover, dated Yud Aleph Tishrei. He didn't date Yud Aleph Tishrei. He wrote, Yoimo de Baba Ben Buta. The day of the Baba Ben Buta didn't bring a korban. That's the toya. What it means is it's the only day of the year that a person is a vaday that he had kapara on the previous days of Eris. Because the end of the day is Mechaper. So on Yud Aleph Tishrei, he wouldn't bring. But in any case, we have to understand, what does it mean? You have a korban that clearly a person is mechuyif to bring if he did a sofik aveiro. But theoretically, you can make up your own sofik aveiro, and based on your own chashas of whether you did an aveiro. Is that real? Is that not real? Is it stav korban nedava? Is it going through the motions? So Rashi defines this shita interestingly. Rashi on the Gemara, Divya Maskev Chol Yoim, Shevachol Yoim Oimid Besofik Chatos. Every day he has a Sofik, maybe Chalil did not aver that was Mechayim Mekom Chatos. Valibay Noikvoy, Shemachota. He has nervin, he has an emotional Sveikis. Whether he was Choytes and tremendous level of Yerushalayim, those Libay Noikvoy Halavai, our Libay Noikvoy should cause us to act as decisively as the fellow who's bringing a carbon. We find that the Torah says that the Torah was machshir and oshum tolu lahakrova vilei ochel hecha duhuchzik sofik ched be'edim. Listen to this. This also increases when the person has to bring a carbon oshum tolu. And the Gemara comes out lachor we paskin that it's not stam every sofik every time a person is never. Oh, maybe something I ate yesterday somebody mixed in tray for meat. No, it's only when you have in front of you a plate that for sure had on it a piece of chalev, and you ate a piece from a teruvus that for sure had treif meat. It's ikva yisuroi. It is for sure something here, and you ate from something where you were mechuyif to be menei in deraisa. So since you ate from something mechuyif to be menei in deraisa, and there is treif meat in front of you, there's chalev in front of you, over there you have to bring a carbon. What does that have to do with making up your own sveikis? And listen to the way Rashi defines it. Rashi says, where it's huchzak, that he didn't have a be'edim. That's the case. So Rashi says, yeah. But since over the yimuchuyiv, Rashi says, hichshir hakosim, the Torah prepared the ground for such an eventuality that there's a carbon brought al sofik. So Melu, when a person wants to, it's takan adova. When a person does not aver with his edim that he ate from a plate, with his treif meat, he's mechuyev to bring an ashram toli. When he ate from, he just has nervin on yesterday's performance, that maybe he fell short and he didn't aver. Over there it's an adava, he's allowed to bring. Is he mechuyev? Of course he's not mechuyev to bring. There's no aver in front of him. It's not even a shem, it's not even a real sofik. Leave my neikvoy, maybe he didn't aver. But we find that the Torah was machshir, the ability, the Torah expanded the horizons of korban bringing to include sveikis, and Rashi doesn't just say that, to be brought, likore vilei ochel, and to be eaten. Well, why is Rashi antimaisiv? Every korban, if it's supposed to be eaten, is eaten. Over here, the Torah told you to bring, the Torah obligated you to bring as a choyv if you did an aver. What does that have to do with where a person did not do an aver? He's not obligated. It's only he has an emotional liboy noikvoy, then maybe he did an aveiru. You're not, certainly not mechuyev. And what does that chiyuv have to do with preparing an understanding of that nedava? Hamikra hazeh oimer dorsheni. Furthermore, Rashi adds something which is tamur b'yosef. Rashi says that since the Torah prepared the ability, the Torah expanded over here the ability to bring a carbon, even when it's only a suffix, v'haynami, this fellow, even though he's not mechuyev, anan sahadi, we bear witness. Anan sahadi is usually means something which is, b'fonenu is klar, anan sahadi, t'chol yeimu b'savik chetkoi, which is a pella. Every day a person is under a real anan sahadi-like assumption that he didn't averu, that's mechayev a kor mechatos? Is that so? Every day a person, there's a real anan sahadi, usually davashal vaday. Whole question whether we're moitzi moment based on anan tzadi, or we matter an ashes ish based on anan tzadi. Anan tzadi means something in front of us. So Rashi certainly doesn't mean every single day we have in front of us a reality they didn't have air. No, it's every day he's becheskas that he did a suffix aver. What does that mean? Becheskas he did a suffix aver. Becheskas that he's nervous. We're talking about somebody with OCD. He's becheskas that he's nervous that he might have done an aver. What does Rashi mean? So here we have a profound concept that L'chor Shtet in Rashi. What Rashi adds, we were medactic. Rashi doesn't just say that he brings the carbon. There are cases when a person has a suffix of whether he's mechuyev a carbon, yeledes. If she doesn't bring the carbon, so then there's going to be a problem with her eating truma, with her eating kachem, brings the carbon. If there's a suffix whether she's mechuyev, the halach is, you have many cases discussed in Mesechus Krisus and other places, the carbon should be brought. It's nisraf. It's not eaten. Why? Because if the carbon was improperly brought, maybe you could bring him to Nasafik. But if it was improperly brought, it's chulun shenishka tu bazara, in which case you don't eat it. Rashi is pointing out from the fact that you eat over here the carbon, it's not a carbon that's brought al sofik. Person doesn't know if he didn't have aveiru or not. So the Torah said, the same way if you for sure didn't have aveiru, shemuchuiv alei akoros, you bring a carbon chatos. If you have a suffix, so mitnei suffix, you bring a carbon. If that's true, it wouldn't be eaten. From the fact that the Torah was makshir, the Torah said, the Torah allowed you to be makriv v'yoichal and to eat the carbon. That means the Torah doesn't consider it a suffix carbon. Let's go back a step. Let's clarify chakiru. When a person has in front of him two very real possibilities, he has a suffix isidereis in front of him. And we know that Sveik is a person who's mechuyev to be machmir. So Pshat, he's playing Russian roulette. He's taking his chances. You're not allowed to take your chances. Go play Russian roulette with the Shulchan Aruch. You're not allowed to. You have to have your Shemayim. So you're not allowed to get involved in the situation. But Lamaisa, were you over? Don't know. Either you did that way or not. Well, maybe we could say a more profound level. When there's a b'fanenu, a real suffix, when there's a real suffix b'fanenu, the Torah defines that going into that suffix, breaking the barrier of your shemayim, of keeping away from a suffix, going through that fence and eating from something that's a suffix, that itself is an aveiru. Of course, it's not the same as eating chelev, but the breaking the barrier of suffix chelev and eating a suffix chelev, well, you know what you were doing. It's really machlokes v'shenim and krisus whether you have to know what you were doing or not b'shas ma'aseh. But lemaise, he broke the barrier of Yerushamayim. The din is that a person is mechuyev to be poyish from tnei asofik. He broke through that barrier. The Torah says, bring a carbon on that. It's not a carbon mitnei asofik if he ate chelev. It's a carbon on a sofik aveir. It's a carbon shel vaday. And that's why you could eat the carbon. That's what Rashi is saying. Rashi is pointing out that if the Torah allowed you to bring the carbon and eat it, that means the Torah is saying that suffix itself is defined as doing something wrong. How could you do that? How could you cross that barrier of not being medactic and sveikus, of not having the Yerushamayim, of being Purish or being Menea, and not eating a sandwich that has the suffix of Sekritzus? So what Rashi means to say is like this. The same way if somebody had a real suffix. Now, what is a real suffix? We pointed out before, every time a person has some type of lingering, nagging doubt that he did not aver, that's called as a suffix. No. Suffix aver means when there's a very real possibility in front of him. You know when you're doing something, you know that many poskim between the Gedolei Hador hold, whatever the ma'aseh is, it's Chil Shabbos. Opening this, turning that, carrying here, is Chil Shabbos Deraisa. When you do that, you have in front of you a very real self-deressa. Aren't you scared? Aren't you scared that you're breaking through a barrier? Chalila, you're being oivah, chavi krisus? Chalila, you're being mechal Shabbos? Doesn't that mean anything to you? So when a person has the suffix defined clearly in front of them, that suffix that I say is machayivim a carbon. Says Rashi, this Tana Reb Leza holds that that reality is a reality of a person's own making. There's a suffix in front of you. You broke through that barrier. You didn't, you're not bringing a carbon for eating chalev. You're bringing a carbon for breaking through a barrier of where you shouldn't step in a suffix of eating chalev. Says the Tana Reb Leza, over there you're mechuyev to bring a carbon. What happens if a person, because of his level of Yiras Shamayim, is always has in front of, like David HaMelech says, Shivisi Hashem Chatoyed Lefnei Einai. David HaMelech had the far-fetched possibility that he didn't have area always in front of his eyes in terms of his Cheshma Nefesh, in terms of his Avoidas Hatshuva, in terms of his Avoidas Zichuch HaNeshama. What happens if you have a person above a Bembuta, a Rebbe Lezer who's on a Madrega, where in front of his eyes there's always a suffix, there's always a reality that there might be an Aver. He's not Mechuyiv to bring a carbon, but in his mind, he hadn't been careful enough. The Torah says that when there's a reality of suffix Aver, you can bring a carbon. You have to bring a carbon. So the Chiddush Reb Leza, again, you don't have to be masculine, you're going to argue. Reb Leza held that if that's true, then when a person has his own imposed Anan Saadi, that every day he has his Sveikis, his maybe shortcomings in Avodas Hashem b'fnei Einov, he can bring a carbon because that's his reality. If that's his reality, he can bring the carbon. You didn't need chelev? Yeah, but every time you bring an Hashem Tali, you didn't need chelev. You bring it on the suffix. You bring it on the b'fnei Einai that I broke through a barrier over here also. For me, I broke through a barrier because I feel I wasn't careful enough on my exalted level of Yiras Shamayim. Not I, I'm sorry. Bava ben Buta. The only day of the year that a Yid doesn't have that in front of his eyes, that he's a choite, that there's a shortcoming, when he goes home, Matzi Yom Kippur, and he finished Neil and he goes home, Leich Echol Lach Mucha B'Simcha, a Yid sits down, Matzi Yom Kippur, he sits down with an emonus, that the Rebbein Shalom, the Ava Rachman, was Selech Umoichel, wiped his slate clean. The next day, there's no reality of an Aver in front of his eyes, there's nothing there to bring a carbon. But every other day of the year, he can have that reality in front of his eyes, he brings a carbon. That's l'chor what Rashi is pointing out in the Chiddush of the Shita of Reb Leza. That's l'chor the profound understanding of what the Tana Reb Leza's Mechadish that Adam Menadev Oshem Tali B'Choyev. The Menadev is because it's a subjective reality that's created by him. He's not M'Choyev to bring a carbon. He's created that reality for him. The reality is that Chatos L'Fneinov, Sovik Chatos L'Fneinov, he brings an Oshem Tali. Well, just it sounds almost Agodadik, almost Musadik, this idea, will just garner a little bit support for this explanation from the Lashon de Chinuch. The Chinuch in the Mitzvah of Lashon Tolu says that what happens, let's say a person, Cholila ate a Sofik Chalev, and he brought Lashon Tolu, and Acharkach, Noidaloi, that the piece that he ate was really the Heter. So, of course, the first thing is to say a Perek Tillim, Bishavach Vaido, that Baruch Hashem, he was Noiver in Issa. Breathes a sigh of relief, he was Noiver. The Lashon of the Chinuch is very strange. Lashon of the Chinuch says, Noideloi, Achakach, Sho'ochel Heter, if Chalili found out that he ate Chalili, he has to bring another carbon. He has to bring a carbon chatos. By Noideloi, he has to then, he's then Mechuiv in a regular carbon chatos, not Lashon Tolu. What happens if he found out that he ate kosher, he ate a kosher piece? The Lashon of the Chinuch is that his pick Loi Harisha, the first carbon was enough. What do you mean the first carbon was enough? He's not Mechuiv a carbon. The only reason why he brought the carbon is because maybe he ate Chalili. No. The way we're saying, the reason why he brings the carbon is because the going through the barrier of breaking a suffix, of eating even when there's a suffix issur, that itself is the problem. If that's true, then afterwards, that didn't change. He broke through that barrier. Yes, Baruch Hashem, he doesn't have Timtum Alev, he doesn't have issur sitting, flowing through his bloodstream. But Lamaisi, he did break through the barrier, he did eat suffix issur. So Chinuch just says it's potter afterwards. It's enough. He doesn't say it's not mechuyev, there's no reason for doing a carbon. He says that it was enough, the carbon that he brought on the suffix. The Chinuch would clearly imply our understanding. Problem is, the sugi increases the afyuchas. It's really not the place for it. We have to learn the sugi's bi'yud. In Yetz Hashem, when we march through Kachem towards the end, when we hit Mesechus Krisus. But we'll just point out one thing. Increases the afyuchas, there's a gemara that we learned the sugi's of shchut echutz in the end of Zvachim. That what happens, let's say somebody shechts an oshem tolui b'chutz. Now, l'chayra, the Gemara comes out, if an oshem tolui, if you're not mechuyev, so it means, say, let's say in reality he didn't eat treif meat, so he's not mechuyev a carbon. He really didn't need. He's only bringing al safik. So then, he won't bring a carbon now for the Averi, which is Chayav Krisis of Shechting Bakutz, of Shkita's Oshim Tali Bakutz, because maybe he wasn't Mechuyev in the carbon in the first place. The way we're explaining, L'chayra, the carbon that he brought, is a carbon shel Vadai, it's not a Sofik. He brings as a Vadai on the Sofik, breaking the barrier of Sofik Yisr. So L'chayra, the carbon that he brings is a Vadai. Imkain, the carbon that is shechted outside, the violation of Shkut Echutz outside is a Shkut Echutz B'Vadai. And the Gemara says not that way. So, Maramokamani L'chayra, Reb Chaim Vriskin, Chidush Reb Chaim Alevi al Rambam, has a whole profound explanation for bringing out from this very point the difference when we're dealing with a carbon, a real carbon, how we define, and how we define a carbon in the twilight zone of chutz. Halo, he didn't bring a carbon. He shecked it outside. The halach is when he brings us something outside, ba'ofin, where it would be brought as a carbon, that's called shkut chutz, is chayiv koras. But not all the rules are the same. Not everything that's done inside that would be an avodah when it's done outside. There are rules. And what over here, that shame suffix would be enough to render the mice they did outside not a vadai. How to explain that? That's Reb Chaim. It's telling Krisus. I'm just pointing it out that this really opens up this Hagdorah, opens up a Pesach, more than a Pesach. It opens up a Delis into understanding the profound depths of those sugis in the sugis and Daf Yudzayin Yudches in Meseches Krisus in Yetz Hashem Oit Chazoy.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.